You're listening to Cloudcast Weekly, a podcast by SearchCloudProvider.com. I'm Jessica Scarpetti, site editor, SearchCloudProvider.com. And with me to do our week in review is newswriter Gina Narcissi. Hey, Gina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jessica.
So, Gina, why don't you start off by telling us about your news story this week?
So this week, I wrote about recent IDC research that found that not only are government agencies sort of resisting the cloud, but specifically smaller agencies, local governments are even more so just really skittish about the cloud and just unsure. And so adoption is not really strong in those categories. So I wrote about FedRAMP certification and how it can sort of ease government customers more so into the cloud, because this FedRAMP certification, which cloud providers are currently going through right now, nobody is certified just yet, but there are a few that should be by the end of the year. It's really going to almost be like a good housekeeping seal of approval for the cloud. So this accreditation will basically tell, you know, government agencies that this cloud is a safe environment for you. You know, it's been tested. It's gone through the steps. It's been assessed by a third party. I talked to Tom Andrew, who works for Coalfire, one of the groups that is a third party assessor. And then I also talked to David Savek from Verus Group, who's also another third party assessor. And they were just telling me the various ways that they sort of evaluate the cloud providers. And right now, it looks like CenturyLink and Microsoft and TerraMark are the ones that are going to be up for certification by the end of the year, among others, of course. And so they were just basically talking about that this accreditation, once, you know, certain cloud providers have it, not only will it be good enough for, you know, larger federal governments, and it's going to just trickle on down, you know, once they have that in place, it's something that smaller governments should really be looking at more. And also, it could definitely provide them cost savings as well.
It's interesting, because when I was reading this, I guess I was a little surprised even by the fact that the smaller local governments are the ones that are hesitant to do it, because you think of, I assume that, like, at the federal level, that, you know, the stakes are higher. They're dealing with, obviously, like, more data and a lot of times way more sensitive data. They obviously have far more resources than the smaller governments. So it just kind of surprised me. I guess I thought they would be a little more eager, but at the same time, I mean, the federal government is looking at this because of the Cloud First policy that the Obama administration put in. When you spoke to the three PALs, the third-party assessment organization, did this surprise them at all, or did this sound...
It kind of sounded about right, just because resources do really play into this. For smaller governments, they don't really, they look at this as, it's going to cost us money, we already have the hardware in place, and honestly, their resources kind of, they're more in flux than a larger, you know, federal government agency. So that's definitely part of the lack of cloud adoption on their part.
So what are they advising cloud providers who are interested in FedRAMP to do to, you know, go about this process?
So it really seems to start in the data center and actually their architecture, how that's built, security measures they have in place. They need data encryption, of course. And so a multi-tenant environment is possible. It's just, it is going to take some work to ensure that they can secure that. And the third-party assessors actually visit the data centers to make sure they have all these measures in place.
Great. Well, Gina, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you, Jessica.
Another contributor of ours, Chip Papavichu, also took a look this week at how cloud providers compete for customers in the public sector. Earlier, we mentioned something called the Cloud First Policy. The White House laid out this mandate in 2010, basically stating that federal agencies should give first preference to a cloud service when considering new technology purchases. They're also encouraged to migrate any legacy applications to the cloud. Of course, this is all when and where it's appropriate to do so. You'd think that it would be a goldmine for cloud providers, right? After all, these agencies are now required to give preference to the cloud. But a recent investigation by the Government Accountability Office confirmed that, well, a mandate doesn't exactly guarantee a successful implementation. The investigation looked at seven agencies' plans and progress toward cloud-first objectives and deadlines. It discovered that the agencies made some progress, but frankly, not enough to satisfy the GAO. Their projects were often held up by not having detailed cost estimates, and their plans for retiring legacy systems were reportedly kind of fuzzy. Although each agency has its own unique challenges, the GAO identified seven common roadblocks that they all face when it comes to cloud adoption, ranging from security concerns to cultural barriers. You might be thinking, if I'm not going to the public sector, who cares? We wondered that too. But interestingly, Chip points out that cloud providers in any market have a lot to learn from this report. Because if customers that are required to adopt the cloud are running into this many barriers, what does it mean for the rest of the market? Check out Chip's piece, Top 7 Challenges to Cloud First Reveal Lessons for Providers, to find out how cloud providers can make sense of all this. And even though we know autumn doesn't begin for a few weeks, the last week of August always feels like the end of the summer, even if it's unofficial. So, as we enter September, we thought we'd take a look back at what turned out to be our top five most read news stories this summer. It came as no surprise to anyone that Amazon's big outage topped the list, but there are also a few surprises in there. If we learned one thing, though, it's that there's no summer slump in the cloud provider market. And that is all that we have for this week. As always, be sure to check out all the articles we talked about and more at searchcloudprovider.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you next week.